This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Americans to brace for a very horrendous number of coronavirus deaths in the coming days, ahead of a rare speech by Queen Elizabeth II Sunday aimed at rallying hard-hit Britain. Global deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic have soared past 60,000, with Europe continuing to bear the brunt of the virus, which has left roughly half the planet confined at home. There are now more than 1.2 million confirmed cases across the globe, and around 65,000 people have died since the virus first emerged in China late last year. That's according to a Johns Hopkins University tally. President Trump said that the United States was entering a time that's going to be very horrendous with some really bad numbers. Experts and health officials who are trying to plan a response to the coronavirus outbreak are missing a critical piece of information, and that is the number of healthcare workers who have tested positive for the disease. Washington State faced the first major outbreak of COVID-19 in the nation, but health officials have not kept track of how many doctors and nurses have the disease. New York, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, also lacks infection figures for medical staff. Experts who create models for how the coronavirus will affect the country's healthcare system say they want the data to be better determined how severely hospitals will in fact be hit. President Trump suggested that he fired the Inspector General for the intelligence community in retaliation for impeachment, saying the official was wrong to provide an anonymous whistleblower complaint to Congress as the law requires. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.